USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. For 67 years, the American Bar Association has conducted comprehensive peer reviews of the professional qualifications of federal judicial nominees, including all 34 U.S. Supreme Court nominees. The ABA gives Amy Barrett a well-qualified ranking, the association's highest rank. As the confirmation hearings continue, today's posturing comes from both sides of the aisle. Senator Feinstein of California.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Senator Mike Lee of Utah.
Anytime anyone tries to attribute to you a policy position and hold you to that, you're not a policymaker, you're a judge. That's what we're here to discuss.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said Sunday that the Senate Judiciary Committee will complete interviews and hearings during the next 3 weeks. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The White House and Speaker Nancy Pelosi are releasing dueling letters describing the state of talks on a new stimulus package. The letter from Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows accused the House of passing two separate partisan bills instead of compromising with us on a bipartisan legislation. However, they pledged to keep trying to work with Democrat leaders in Congress. Speaker Pelosi panned the latest White House proposal. The California Democrat said it's wholly insufficient when it comes to virus-related issues like testing. President Trump's son, Eric, says his father wants to debate Democratic nominee Joe Biden face-to-face. On ABC's This Week, the younger Trump says in-person debates have been a feature of the nation's politics. He described a virtual debate as a glorified conference call. The second debate set for this week won't happen after a viral format change. However, Eric Trump says the president is still willing to debate Biden in person this week. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Is Christopher Columbus getting a raw deal these days? USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
There was no in-person Columbus Day parade in New York City this year. The Columbus Heritage Foundation, which plans the event, announced the decision in a video posted to its website and YouTube channel on Friday, saying this was due to the coronavirus pandemic. In recent years, a collection of cities and states have chosen to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous People Day, including Minnesota, Vermont, and San Francisco. As far as what people get wrong about Christopher Columbus, Dr. Robert Royal tells Fox News,
look, if your kids have gone to public schools for the past couple of decades, the two phrases they probably learned about Columbus is one, that he was a genocidal maniac, which of course no historian really believes, or that he was worse than Hitler. Now, Hitler killed 40 million people and then actually did try a genocide against the Jews. He killed 6 million Jews in Europe. So these comparisons are ridiculous, but they have been part of our educational system for decades. And that's one of the reasons why these young people, you see them stomping on statues of Christopher Columbus, because, and I don't even blame them, because they've been taught that he's some sort of monster.
MVP LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers won the Larry O'Brien Trophy Sunday. How much longer can LeBron go?
You know, having three kids, having a high school sophomore right now who's, you know, it's just, you know, a lot of that stuff plays a part. But as far as the game, I know I could play the game for quite a while.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.